97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is the 30th day of October, if you can believe that. Does not feel like it outside. It is warm again this morning, and this is your final day. Good day for getting outside, flying a kite. It's going to be lots of wind again. There were times yesterday when we almost didn't hit a golf ball because the wind was blowing in our face so hard. Now, on those holes where the wind was behind us, we looked like rock stars because the ball went a long way.
Oh, I bet. It was a windy day yesterday.
It was that bad. Not that ever being on a golf course is bad. Things could have been a lot worse.
Going back to the kite comment, gosh, when's the last time you've flown a kite? Maybe with the grandkids, but it's been years for me.
No, I probably did it with my kids years ago, but I can't remember the last time I did that.
Well, today's the day.
This would be the day.
Go get a Trump. There has to be a really cool Trump kite, and you just go fly that proudly over Forest Park.
Where do you even? Yeah, you probably get shot. Where do you even find a kite these days? I'm sure there's some craft or hobby stores that have them. I don't even know.
Oh, maybe I just Kmart? Googled. Go to Amazon and type in Trump kite.
Yeah, but you couldn't get it in time for today, probably, right?
I don't know. Amazon sometimes will freak you out, and like 3 hours after you order something, it's on your doorstep.
So if I'm telling you to go fly a kite, it's not an insult. It's going to be windy today.
You pieces of garbage.
Yeah, you piece of garbage. Go fly a kite. Go fly a Trump kite, for that matter. Hey, we got lots to get to here. Steve Cordes is going to join us in a minute. He's a senior media advisor. He worked for the J.D. Vance campaign at one point, just to kind of get his thoughts as we head into this last week of the election. And I don't know, man, a lot of the momentum seems to be on Donald Trump's side right now. We'll get his thoughts on that. Genevieve Woods coming up. Rick Stream from St. Louis County will be with us next hour to talk about what has been record turnout. And if you've been in those lines and that's been your sense, you're absolutely correct. That's at about 7:35 this morning. Stay tuned for that. Right now, though, I want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Who this comedian was, I have no idea.
You wish he wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a big deal or not, but I don't want anybody making nasty jokes or stupid jokes. Yeah.
Donald Trump on Hannity last night, finally getting a chance to comment on the comedian that he had nothing to do with the guy being there. The guy makes some offhanded comment about Puerto Rico. Trump's like, they love me in Puerto Rico. Come on.
I want the big three automakers to thrive and to survive, but they're not going to if we keep on forcing electric vehicles made in China down the throats.
Amen, J.D. Vance. Driving it home the last week of this election. If you are a blue-collar worker, particularly if your income depends on the automobile industry, it is suicide to vote for the Democrats. They are going to run you out of business intentionally.
I think what some voters are struggling with, and we've heard this across the state, is when you discuss your plans, they come back and ask, well, why haven't you done it already?
Well, I'm not president.
I don't understand the question. Well, I've never been to Europe either. I mean, how about these throwaway answers? She sits down with a local reporter in Wisconsin, and the guy actually asks her some hard questions.
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is your supporters.
Yep, there it is. You are a piece of garbage, just so you know. In Joe Biden's mind, if you disagree with his worldview, you are a piece of garbage. You're a deplorable, you're a racist, you're an Islamophobe, you are a Trump supporter. How do you reconcile that if Donald Trump wins next Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or whenever the hell they finally have results from the election? How do you reconcile that when you've walked yourself into a corner? The people in the Harris campaign, I don't think there's a collective 140 IQ among the top 10 people in that campaign, but they've got to be banging their head into a wall.
Oh, I'm honestly sure, because they're going to have to spend the next several days doing damage control.
Yeah, like what was he thinking about would be...
Not much, Mark.
Yeah, really. This was Scott Jennings talking about Biden doing this. At the same time, Kamala was on the ellipse behind him in Washington speaking to a fairly large crowd of government employees.
accept the most charitable framing of this, which you just gave. Why is he sitting in front of a laptop at the exact same moment Kamala Harris is out on his backyard trying to give the closing argument to her campaign? What in the world is he doing? Now, I don't accept your framing of it personally, because I actually do believe he, Harris, the Democratic Party, and most of their campaign do believe that half the country is garbage. They've also said people who go to Trump rallies are Nazis. And so it's pretty apparent the disdain with which they hold half of the country in.
Yeah. The CNN panel's all over him. You know what the guy's excuse was for Joe Biden saying that? Well, as a child, I was a stutterer, and I think he just stuttered there.
Oh, because there I do accidentally call people pieces of garbage.
There was an apostrophe in supporters. Like, he was saying that supporters, I think that supporter's opinion is garbage, as in supporter apostrophe S instead of blanket supporters of Donald Trump.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's so much worse than anything, some offhanded joke, bad joke that not even people laughed at, that a comedian made at a Donald Trump rally.
Well, here's the thing this morning. If anyone's feeling down about being referred to as a piece of trash, I want to encourage you here. I found this tweet that says, when the president calls you garbage and you're doubting yourself, always remember, you're a trash can, not a trash can't.
Nice. You can go vote, which we would point out. Hopefully people are doing in droves this morning. That's the attitude of these folks on the left. Remember Madonna and all those people that are going to blow the White House up just because they didn't get what they wanted. There's another article out this morning talking about how, Democrats are warning. They're in the fear mode right now. So now they're having to get their minions in the media to do stories on the fact that there will be violence in the streets if you reelect Donald Trump. Like, how dare you consider reelecting this man? And if you do, because we disagree with you, you buckets full of garbage, we're going to go to the streets. And you just need to know that going in. Honestly, that's their approach. Here's a poll out that I thought was interesting, because I heard this Ipsos poll on that was referred to this morning on the Gordon Deal show that is on just before us, and it shows Kamala Harris barely hanging on with a 1-point lead nationally. Well, number one, I don't think that's true. I don't know who these Ipsos people are, but listen to this: an Atlas Intel poll. Conducted October 25th to the 29th of 3,032 likely voters, found Donald Trump with 49.5% of the vote nationally, Kamala Harris with 47%. He's got an almost 3-point lead in this poll. That's a national poll. And the trend is up for Trump.
Yeah. You know, you have to remember that a vote for the Democratic Party is not a vote for Kamala Harris. It's specifically a vote against Donald Trump. And that's just not the case for conservatives. We're voting for Donald Trump. We believe in his platform. We've seen how effective his policies are. And we'd like another 4 years of that, when it was easier to pay for groceries, to get a house, a car, all of the things.
And it's her negatives, Kim. Listen to this. When asked which candidate they rejected more, as in, you have a negative point of view, 50.1% said Harris, while 48% said Trump.
He could win the popular vote. I really think he could.
Her negatives are even higher now, which has got to be sending shockwaves through the party on the left. I don't know if they can out-cheat this one or not. I'll be honest with you. Coming up, we'll get to Steve Cordese. He used to work for J.D. Vance on his Senate campaign. We'll get his thoughts on those poll numbers after this.
I think what some voters are struggling with, and we've heard this across the state, is when you discuss your plans, they come back and ask, well, why haven't you done it already?
Well, I'm not president.
You're vice president.
Exactly. But I'm going to tell you what I'm doing as president when I have the ability then to do what I know, based on my experience, is a new approach that is about building on the good work that has happened. But there's more to do. There's more to do.
Do you think anybody listens to that and say, well, but I'm only vice president. I'm only vice president. I've only been in elected office for 45 years, but if you elect me this time, I'll fix everything that's wrong. Do you think anybody buys that?
I would hope not. It's a new way forward, turning the page, all this nonsense that she tries to tell people. Yeah. But then she says she would do nothing different.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a problem. Also, Carl, play cut number 10, please.
I'm curious when you look at Milwaukee, for example, and voters say, yes, I may agree with everything you say, but I can't afford my groceries. I can't afford my mortgage. And they may point to you in the past 4 years as the reason behind that. What do you tell those voters in this final week?
First of all, listen, price of groceries still too high. I get it. Which is why I have a plan that is about bringing down the cost of groceries, including going after corporate price gouging, which frankly is about some corporations, not all of them, but the bad actors jacking up prices.
It's not the corporations that are gauging prices on you there, commie. It is your inflation of 26 or 27% cumulatively over the last 3.5 years. You were the deciding vote on that garbage piece of legislation that we've still got some of the money sitting in an account here in St. Louis because Mayor Jones can't figure out which one of her supporters to give it to. They're having trouble. They're so filled with cash here, of federal cash, they can't figure out how to give it all away. And that spending is what led to the inflation rate that caused me to go to, I went grocery shopping yesterday after I golfed. And I hadn't been in a week and had to get a lot of different things. And I didn't even fill up my cart was not full. Like, I've gone to the grocery store and had a cart full of groceries. My cart was not, like, there wasn't stuff hanging over the out of the top of the cart. It was $267 for the small amount of groceries I got yesterday. And I know that's $50, $60, maybe $70 more than that would have cost me 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You just know it is. And it's not because any of those people are gouging me or gauging me, as she said that time. She's going to pass a law against price gauging because she can't even read the words in the teleprompter. It's because the cost of everything, producing the fuel for the farmers to even plant and then harvest the stuff has doubled in some cases. But even though fuel prices have come down slightly in the last year, all of those transportation things figure into this. You can't run trucks on batteries. I mean, I know there are a few out there trying to do it, but you can't get very far. I was talking to a guy the other day who said he had a friend who bought one of these Rivians, paid $100,000 for it, and it was all he could talk about. And 6 months ago, that was about a year ago, and 6 months ago he came back and he was talking to this guy who's connected with an auto dealership, and he said, do you have any such and such? I want a Ford F-250. And he goes, what about the Rivian? He said, I'm done with that thing. He said, I went to drive to Columbia one day. It showed that I had plenty of power to get there, but I was driving into about a 30-mile-an-hour headwind, and it cut my mileage in half.
Oh, gosh.
He said, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the anxiety that comes along with this insanity, mm-hmm. this push toward EVs. I mean, it's simple things like that that I think are making people realize you can't continue down this path.
There's a charging station outside the Walmart. I guess maybe several Walmarts have it, but specifically off the one near Zumbel. And there's always a line there of people just waiting to try to get a charge. Because it takes, what, a half hour usually to get a decent charge?
Yeah.
Sometimes longer?
Pretty much. Yeah. Have you seen that rack that's sitting outside of our front entrance here? It looks like they took it out of the computer room back there, and it's just sitting out there. I am so tempted to go get a piece of tubing and a connector and put an EV charging sign on the top of that just to see if any of these people are stupid enough to back up to it and try to plug their car into it.
Make sure you put a camera there so we can catch
honestly,
it on video.
Yeah. Whoever it is, that's what I want to do. It's been there for months. I don't know why they don't throw it away. But it looks like one of these charging stations, and it's just about as useless. If you if you want to go a long distance on your EV and you don't want the anxiety. Looks like Steve Cordes, whoever had him as guest the last time, apparently went over their time limit, and we're not going to get him in this segment. We will, however, get to Nicole Murray coming up here in a couple of minutes, find out what's going on in the markets as we get closer to the election. And then we got In Other News with Ethan at about 6:45. So we'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Complete the rhyming phrase 400.
Men seldom make passes at... Will.
What are girls who wear glasses?
Yeah, a little problematic. Sorry, Heather.
Very.
They had to apologize to the woman that selected the category because she, of course, had glasses on.
The other contestant's like, yeah, that was awkward.
Yeah. Well, you know, they had to apologize for it. I mean, I'm sure he was a little tongue-in-cheek there, but...
No, it's a saying, apparently.
It is a saying.
Yeah, it's not like they were just making that up and... It's supposed to be offensive.
It's dumb.
Yeah, I don't get it, but I hadn't heard of it. I looked it up. I'm like, oh, okay.
I thought it was sort of like a fashion accessory.
Hey, I wear glasses.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
In fact, I wish I had my glasses on now. My contacts bothering me.
Oh, are they? Yeah. I wonder what Nicole thinks about that. Let's get to Nicole. Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's going on?
I'm cold. What else is
again?
It's freezing. We work in an igloo with a microphone.
So do we, Nicole.
People don't understand that they, in many cases, they do that to keep the equipment cooler, but I don't even know if that's a thing anymore. Is it, Carl? Like, really? Like,
yes.
In the computer room, I could see why you'd have to do that.
Do you know how many computers
in the studio,
are in this room?
Well, I know, but honestly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh. And the control board. But that new high-tech control board shouldn't need to be cooled off.
Sure.
I'm just saying. It's crazy. What else is going out there, Nicole?
All right. So futures are mixed. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 154, the NASDAQ up 145, and the S&P 500 up 9. Federal regulators have determined that the planned $2.8 billion revamp of St. Louis Lambert International Airport will have no significant environmental impact. The decision by the Federal Aviation Administration is the latest hurdle cleared for Lambert's plan to consolidate the airport's two passenger terminals into one new terminal, among other changes. Celebrated coffee shop Brewtalum is backing out of its plans to develop a cafe and restaurant on Laclede's Landing and has stopped selling coffee there. The move ends a tumultuous year for the business, known for its traditional Mexican fare. Brewtalum closed its Central West End restaurant and cafe after a dispute with the landlord over lead contamination last November. U.S. job openings tumbled last month to the lowest level since January of 2021. The Labor Department reported the number of job openings dropped to 7.4 million in September from 7.9 million in August. Economists had expected the level of openings to be virtually unchanged. American consumers are feeling more confident this month as Election Day approaches. The Conference Board said its Consumer Confidence Index jumped to 108.7 in October. That is up from 99.2 in September. It is the biggest monthly gain since March of 2021. Value meals helped turn around McDonald's U.S. sales in the third quarter, but that recovery could be dented in the final months of the year by an E. coli outbreak tied to the company's Quarter Pounder hamburgers. U.S. same-store sales rose 0.3% in the July to September period. And finally, a New Jersey woman is suing JetBlue after she says she cracked one of her front teeth on an ice cream bar the carrier served on a flight from New York to Paris. Kiara Quinanez alleges the airline served her a strawberry shortcake ice cream bar that was dangerously cold and frozen at a temperature below what is reasonable or safe for consumption.
Wow. You can do that?
Wouldn't you know it was that cold before you tried to actually take a bite into it?
I can't believe it. We're talking about frozen ice cream. If it was anything other than frozen, she would have complained that it was melting all over her.
Now, you can sue anybody for anything. Like, I saw where McDonald's is being sued by two people who got sick from that Listeria outbreak because it was the onions they put on there. But if they had been told sooner, they wouldn't have gone to McDonald's that day. So that's the reason they're suing.
Wait, what?
No, I heard that on your show this morning. They said that there are at least two people suing McDonald's over getting sick from eating a Big Mac, and the reason was that had they known there was an outbreak, If McDonald's had reacted sooner and warned people, they wouldn't have gone to McDonald's that day, and therefore they wouldn't have gotten sick.
I mean, I've
and
had,
that's why they're suing.
I've had food poisoning, and I'm pretty sure I know the restaurant that gave it to me. I didn't go sue them.
People are money hungry.
Oh,
these
I know.
Days. Don't you see all the billboards for lawyers? Like,
well,
as you're going down the interstate,
that's like McDonald's has a million things all over their cups of coffee that say "hot, hot, 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 hot." Caution, caution, caution. Because remember that case where the woman said she—I mean, this was actually pretty bad—but had like what third-degree burns or something like that because the coffee spilled on her. Remember that?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Didn't that woman make millions of dollars? Some crazy amount. So I have a problem with sometimes the payouts that come from these lawsuits, because you know that they can get the insurance companies to shell out all this money. The lawyers rake it in. I don't know. I understand why money is owed in some cases, but sometimes the amounts just are ridiculous.
I think it got reduced on appeal.
Okay, well, let's just blanket statement say that some of the payouts are ridiculous.
Hey, pick me. Do you know why that continues to happen? And there's never tort reform in this country? I know the answer to that. Because all of the legislators, most of them are lawyers. And the biggest lobbying firms in the country are lawyers. And they don't want tort reform because that's how they make all their money.
So today's lesson is everything can be traced back to money.
I'm just saying, imagine
follow
that.
Follow the money.
Follow right. the money.
Well, most importantly, then, what are we suing for?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Anything, Nicole.
That's right.
Find a reason to go trip on an acorn and sue the city for not removing it.
There you go. I'll split it. I'll share.
That's awesome. Nicole, thank you. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thanks so much, guys, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. It's upon us. Kim, what are you dressing up as? You told me what Michael was going to do.
Well, no, I think I'm going to do the same thing. Okay, here's my problem. I'll make this quick. I am the kind of person who is going to sit like 3 weeks out. I'm going to look on Amazon or Facebook Marketplace trying to find a costume for my son. And I don't want to pull the trigger on it. For whatever reason, I don't want to commit. So I wait. I'll keep searching. But then a day before, the day before, I'm in full-blown panic mode. And I'm like, I have nothing. And so I wanted him to be a pilot because he's obsessed with planes. That guy, my little boy can hear a plane faster than I can. And he's, and he moves his arms, you know, like the plane. But I couldn't find a costume in time. So I found some woman in Lake St. Louis who has a lobster costume, which is adorable, but has absolutely nothing to do with anything Easton likes. But he's going to be a lobster. And then my husband is scuba certified.
Yes.
And so he has the wetsuit and all that stuff. So I think he and I are going to be scuba divers.
Ah, nice.
And then Easton will be the little lobster.
Two words, Party City.
No, yeah, you
still got time to go.
You know what? Some of those costumes, though, are like $50. My son is not even two. He's not going to remember being a lobster, okay? I'm not spending $50 on some of these costumes, and I'm too cheap to buy a costume for myself. I'm not a big fan of Halloween. I think this is not my favorite holiday
My grandson's costume was picked because of the costume my daughter wanted to put my granddaughter in. She wanted her to be Boo from Monsters,
Aww.
Inc.
Yes.
So she got him a Mike Bukowski costume.
Mike Bukowski.
So were they dressing up too? Like it's a family? Because I know that's pretty common.
I don't know the answer to that. I'll find out tomorrow night when they arrive at the house. You know, I have in the past when I've walked around the neighborhood in some capacity. I don't know if I will this year or not.
Why don't you be Kamala Harris and just go up to people's homes and start cackling?
I don't think I have the ability to be that.
You know what you should do? You should just, this is a perfect, I'm going to give all of you listening right now, this is a free idea I just came up with right now. In light of what our president just said about all of us Trump supporters.
Garbage!
Go wad up pieces of paper or bottles and tape them to yourself. And you could even use a piece of poster board and make like a little trash can. I mean, that would actually, if you don't have a costume like me because you wait till the last minute, you'd be a piece of garbage. I mean, seriously, that's perfect. You guys are welcome.
That's fantastic.
You're all saying thank you right now as you're listening, right? Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, just put a garbage bag over yourself and
tape some trash.
Trash to you.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Carl,
tonight.
I was waiting for the round of applause. I didn't get it.
You
I thought
got
it was
it
a
earlier.
Pretty. Well, I think it deserves another one. I think it's a pretty good idea.
You can't tell you that you're getting your own
you
applause.
Oh, you can't call for your own applause.
No, I think I can. I just did.
Well, yeah,
thank
there you
I'll
go.
Take it.
Michael's used to that, apparently.
Probably.
Yeah, all right. We'll be back in just a minute with another news. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It looks like Terry Garr, the comedy actress known for her roles in Tootsie and Young Frankenstein, has passed away at the age of 79. Her publicist confirmed that Garr passed away peacefully on Tuesday morning, surrounded by family and friends after a long battle with multiple sclerosis.
Multiple sclerosis.
There it is. A condition she publicly disclosed in 2002.
Yeah, she quit acting for a long time. Kim, you'd know her as Phoebe's mom on Friends.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Who it was. Yeah, she was awesome.
That is sad.
And she was in Close Encounters.
Mr. Mom. Yeah.
Young,
Mr. Mom,
Young Frankenstein is the Mom. First one I can think of seeing her in.
Yes.
Years ago.
She was
might have been her first movie.
Letterman convinced her to take a shower in the middle of an interview.
first movie was The Conversation in 1974. She was Gene Hackman's girlfriend.
And she was in an Elvis movie, like right before he passed.
Multiple, because she was a dancer. Her mother was a rockette.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She was beautiful. And she was very funny.
Yeah. Very funny.
Wow. Panic at the Disco is coming out of retirement to headline the 2025 When We Were Young Festival in Las Vegas, along with Blink 182. Today is a great day. The lineup includes other alternative rock and pop punk favorites like Weezer, The Offspring, and Avril Lavigne. It's scheduled for October 18th, 2025, and ticket prices start at just a small $325.
Oh, my gosh. No, thank you.
They go up to about $650 for VIP, or you can get hotel and ticket packages starting at about $557.
And where is this happening?
Las Vegas.
Vegas.
They've
Vegas.
Done it. This is the second one, I think.
Buy your tickets now and then resell them and make a profit on
well,
it, in my opinion.
You know, it's named after a Killer song, and you know who's never played the When We Were Young festival?
Killer?
The Killers.
Yeah.
Who killer. Are from
Las Vegas.
Nice.
Ironic. I reported that Sam's Club was giving pre-cooked holiday meals up for $100 for its members. Target, well, they decided to beat it. They've announced that they will offer a holiday meal deal for $20. I don't know how they're doing this. It includes a turkey, potatoes, green beans, cream of mushroom soup, stuffing mix, and gravy to feed four people.
Oh, give me a break.
For $20.
There's no, I'm sorry, I do not believe that.
Yeah,
I would like to see
bulk.
The portion size.
And then it includes a swimsuit with some extra material in it.
Does it feed four people who are like 2 years old? Because there's just no way that grown adults could be full off a $20 turkey, stuffing, cream, whatever else you included.
I'm sorry, I don't buy it. Unless they're doing it as a loss leader. I mean, I guess it's possible
maybe.
That they're doing, because one, you can't walk into a store like that and not buy something else.
Right.
We went to Walmart, the original Walmart store, one of the originals down in Arkansas, Fayetteville, when we were down there. It was incredible. I mean, they have so much more stuff there than they do in the ones up here. And somebody told me it's because there's so much more theft up here in the greater St. Louis area. They just don't stock as many goods.
Wow.
And but you couldn't walk in there to buy milk and not buy something else. So maybe they're just trying to drag people in.
Maybe.
Lisa on Facebook said you get one piece of turkey.
Yeah.
It could be like sliced deli turkey. They didn't say. They just said turkey.
Here's Boar's Head that has been known to cause a hysteria outbreak.
Rainbow Bright is making a nostalgic return, celebrating 40 years with a new movie and TV series from Hallmark and the Crayola Studios. The relaunch aims to introduce the beloved character and her friends to a new generation while preserving the theme of color and happiness that made this series iconic.
I believe Rainbow Bright's owned by Hallmark.
Yeah, that's what it said.
And I don't even know who that is.
Rainbow Bright was 70s, 80s.
You would think
it was
I
cartoon.
Was
in it.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Huh. See, Sue doesn't
How
know either.
How do you guys not know this?
Rainbow Bright was, there were dolls and cartoons. And
they had these little fuzzy, what were those things called that was with her? There was these little monster looking things with her.
It's a Gen X thing. That's why it will succeed.
Yeah. It was more like the Furbies and the Tamagotchis.
She was around the same time as Strawberry Shortcake.
Oh, now that one I know.
See?
Yep, I got that. Is
that Cabbage Patch Dolls? Kind of like.
Kind
of. Yeah,
like
I'm
that?
Looking at a picture of it here. It's just not ringing a bell. That's weird.
Huh.
Anyway, go ahead.
New York City is considering a groundbreaking bill that would allow employees to use paid sick leave to care for their sick pets. The proposed update to the Earn Safe and Sick Time Act would extend paid leave benefits beyond personal or family health needs to include pets and service animals. So you could take off time to care for your sick pet, which, you know. Maybe you need to.
I know better than to make fun of that stupid idea.
I was going
to
say, I'm staying silent on that. Sue, what are your thoughts?
I get it. But, you know, if you do have a family pet that's in some serious trouble, I understand you would be in a bad situation, too. That's a hard one.
Yeah. Here is a reason why I don't really eat food that comes from coworkers. In Maryland, 46 people from the NAFCO wholesale seafood distributors were hospitalized with food poisoning after eating a noodle dish brought in from a coworker.
Oh,
I know you had some of that egg breakfast.
Breakfast casserole.
Casserole.
Yeah. Pancakes.
Yeah.
And I think
you're
I
lying,
had
Ethan.
Was
no,
a bacon too.
No. I know you guys. If I don't know these people, I'm not eating their stuff.
So if you just find it sitting on the counter and you would not eat it, you'd leave that to me and Carl.
Yeah.
I would eat that too.
You know, there's a crock pot full of stuff up there, not eating it.
You know, Raina used to make great stuff on the weekends.
Oh,
and
I know.
We'd eat it.
Yes, we would.
But we know her.
Yeah. If I know you, it's fine. But if I don't, I even do this at family reunions.
Oh, who made the chicken and dumplings? Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
Said no one ever.
I'll tell you off air why I say that.
That stuff is great. Coming up, we'll talk to a Rick Stream about record voter turnout.
Get more at 971talk.com.